We've been listening to a little music of Darius Mio from Scaramouche. Ruben Aharonian and Svetlana Safanova performed. It's 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. Welcome to our second hour of Morning Blend. I'm your host, Dory Nutt, and I'm so pleased to welcome guests to the studio. Today we have Sherry Polk, the board president of Community Ballet, and Robert Salinas, who is also a board member. Welcome, you two.
Thanks, Dory. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, over the years, Huntsville has been known for its Big Spring, then for its Cotton, and after that its Rocket program. But a constant over the decades has been its thriving arts community. Robert, why do you think a community needs the arts?
Well, this is a conversation I just had the other night at an event that we were at, talking about the vibrancy of the city and how we have a lot of young people that are moving in. And part of the overall experience of living in a city is having arts available to you. And we're very fortunate in the fact that we have arts available here in the Huntsville area and where we live. And that it's always nicer when people come in because those are things that they look for. Talking to realtors, people will ask that question. Mm-hmm. What's available? Do you have a ballet? Exactly.
Yes. Where's the art museum?
Exactly.
Yes.
And we're very fortunate in that we have all of that. But, of course, it's a big job for us because we have to promote that and let people know that we have it and get people involved so that they can help us support it. I think the biggest thing that people are unfamiliar with is the cost of actually having performances and what all gets involved in that. People think, oh, well, you're only doing three performances or whatever. That's a lot of money to put together, as you well know, but
yes,
a lot of other people aren't aware of that. But we're fortunate that we have a very vibrant community here, and we love it that people support us, and we'd like to have people support us even more. So.
Well, I guess so, and I agree with you. Well, why do you think Huntsville has a unique art scene? Do you think there's anything that sets us apart from other cities our size? What makes us unique?
Well, we're a unique place anyway. I mean, you know, you can look at Alabama and think, and when I first moved here, that was the first thing that I noticed. I thought I was coming into the Deep South and, you know, all the things you think of the Deep South in your mind. And then you come to Huntsville and it's very, you know, it's full of engineers, full of a lot of very technical people and things like that. So we're kind of an enigma anyway.
Well, a lot of those engineers are very creative types.
Well, that's true.
I know the old story about the Huntsville Symphony being formed years ago by some of the rocket scientists that came here from Germany.
Right.
That was
that's
kind
right.
of the impetus and the opera.
I remember the opera company from years ago.
Yes.
And they're fabulous. I'm a big opera fan myself.
Oh.
But I do love the ballet as well, and that's kind of what got me involved in all this stuff. So.
Well, why don't you tell us how your group, the Community Ballet, chooses to honor those who volunteer in the arts community?
Well, we have an award that we've administered for many years, I think starting back from 1967.
Oh.
It's called the Virginia Hamel Sims Award, and it is a community-driven award. I want to read that to make sure that I have this correctly. But we sponsor it, and we mm-hmm. have since 67, recognizing volunteers and their efforts here, individuals contributing to the arts in the Huntsville-Madison County community, and that's what this is for, is to a way that we give back and thank those people that have volunteered with many arts organizations. And actually, we select the winners come from arts organizations who nominate these people.
Okay.
And it's a very interesting way that it happens. It's a lot more complicated than people would think. We just don't throw names in a hat and pull them out.
It's not a popularity contest.
Winner, chicken dinner. It's not
well,
like that.
Let's talk a little about the person that this Arts Volunteer Award is named for. Can you tell us a little about Virginia Hamel Sims?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Virginia Hamel Sims moved to Huntsville in 1962 with her husband, Leroy Sims, who was editor of the Huntsville Times, an avid supporter of the arts and a committed community volunteer. In 65, she approached who was then Eric Fries with the Arts Council and requested that all the performing arts organizations get together for a cameo performance.
Uh-huh.
And after her death, the Community Ballet Association and the leaders of its board, Ms. Lauren Dickerson, and was president at the time, and Dr. Richard Lester, vice president, who was a very well-known pediatrician in years ago, wanted to continue to honor Mrs. Sims. So that's how the award got started. And this will be our 51st year, which is just amazing and really warms my heart to know that we have been able to recognize and honor volunteers for 51 years.
That is amazing. And it's such a legacy that she's left in Huntsville, this award that you've honored the arts volunteers. But I read where she started a campaign back in 1963, maybe, to plant dogwood.
Oh, she did.
In Huntsville. And over 3 years' time, they planted over 14,000 dogwood trees in the city of Huntsville. So wherever you look around this week, you might see the results of Virginia Hamill Sims' efforts.
That's right. She certainly left a legacy.
Well, I read also that she was part of the group that decided to set aside 10 acres in downtown Huntsville to develop and preserve. And that's what we know today as Big Spring Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two of the things that we are known for that you can just look right outside your door and see. And then if you go to any concert hall or museum or to the ballet, you can also see her legacy in this award that's given each year.
Her presence is always there.
Oh, I would say so. What a legacy. Well, in addition to the award named for Ms. Sims, you started honoring, I won't say younger but individuals, but maybe people who have not lived in the community so long as the Virginia Hamill Sims. This is the Emerging Arts Contribution Award. Who is this named for?
Catherine and Richard Lester.
Okay.
We discussed a while, it's going into its fourth year, and we started to look at people that were winning the Virginia Hamill Sims Award and realized that was an aging population. And we knew that there were so many young people in this community that needed to be recognized for their efforts. I mean, we have so many young individuals that devote time and talents. So we went to Dr. Lester and his wife, Catherine, since he was certainly responsible for starting and supporting
right.
community ballet, and asked if we could honor them in this way. So this award is given to young people under the age of 40
oh, okay.
and under.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, their resumes speak very highly mm-hmm. of those that are honored through this event.
Well, it's just amazing. I think there might be a misperception that arts volunteers are all people who are retired, who finally
right.
have the time to spend. And to some degree, that's true. But these younger folks that are spending all this time and effort on top of full-time jobs, raising
Absolutely.
Children.
Yes.
They're out there and they're working hard to make this arts community what it is and make Huntsville a better place.
It's right. very important, I think, and we've discussed this as with the board, is that we need to infuse the board and infuse the ballet with younger people. We want to, you know, we do that with our dancers. We start uh-huh. them very young, obviously.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for our volunteers. You know, we need people who with young, new ideas, you know, to freshen things up because,
right.
you know, having a pair of fresh eyes to look at things is always good. And we need that because at some point we won't be on the board and we need to leave it in good hands. And hopefully with the experience of the young people coming in and moving into this community from other communities that have a vibrant arts you know, there where they're from, mm-hmm. we can certainly utilize that, and hopefully that will make a nice legacy for our board and for the ballet itself. So,
right.
yeah, I think if you don't recognize, encourage, and nurture young people who are supportive and involved in the arts, you run a risk of losing them, mm-hmm. and we certainly hope that this award will encourage them to continue to stay active and involve and realize how important the arts are.
Well, they deserve appreciation for their efforts in
yes.
the very least. Well, let's listen to a little more music. I am so excited. I have Sherry Polk and Robert Salinas in the studios here with me today. We're talking about the Virginia Hamill Sims Award, which is sponsored by the Community Ballet Association. Let's talk about the volunteers that are nominated this year. But first of all, tell us who nominates these individuals. How does this process work?
Well, the process begins, I guess, about 6 months out. We go to different arts organizations and ask them to put forward for consideration their nominees. And, of course, they will decide who they want to put forward, and the packages come to us. And then we have a selection process that we go through, which incorporates some criteria that's focused on the individual that's made the greatest volunteer contribution here in the Huntsville-Madison County arts community. Nominees specifically have to live here in the Huntsville-Madison County area for no less than 3 years, and we will then take all the packages in, and they will be judged. So that's how the process basically works without going into.
Yeah. Well, that's good information to know who nominates these people. So, Sherry, do you want to tell us the list of nominees for 2019 and their sponsoring organizations?
I would love to. And one thing I'd like to tag on to Robert's comment, the packets that the Virginia Hamel Sims chairman receive will be mailed to out-of-state judges. There is a criteria that we do not use local judges to make it fair to everyone.
That's very wise. I don't know how anybody here would decide from all of these wonderful nominees.
Oh, and you know, it's very hard when I read the resumes. Every one of them should win the award, and it's just a shame that we have to select one because they're all very worthy. The 2019 Virginia Hamel Sims nominees are Alma Houston, who is nominated by Fantasy Playhouse Children's Theater, Suzanne Nauman, Huntsville Museum of Art Guild, Ina Wilson-Smith, sponsored by the Junior League of Huntsville, Lady Vowell Smith, nominated by the Gothic Guild.
And I'd mention no relation to Ina.
That's right. And the next one, Sherry Smith, nominated by Huntsville Master Chorale. So I have three Smiths in a row.
Not related to Ina or Lady
Bell. No, this is a rare occasion.
Yeah.
Nancy Wilkinson Van Valkenburg is nominated by the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra Guild. And Susan Webb, nominated by the Huntsville Botanical Garden Guild. Debbie West, nominated by Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Ollie at UAH.
Hi.
That is the list of the VHS nominees. Now, the Catherine and Richard Lester nominees
for the
are
Emerging Arts.
Emerging Arts Award, mm-hmm. Yes. Amy Limley Bailey, nominated by the Gothic Guild. Danielle Dutcher, nominated by the Junior League of Huntsville. Ashley Lindley, nominated by the Huntsville Symphony Orchestra Guild. And Joanna Broad White, nominated by Fantasy Playhouse Children's Theater.
Well, what a list of titans in the arts volunteer world
ma'am.
In our community. And this is just amazing. I would hate to be a judge for this contest. I would hate to have to decide to choose among these because several of the names, I don't know everyone on the list, but I know several of the nominees not from the organization they're sponsored for, but I know they're very active in other arts organizations.
Correct.
They really spend a lot of their time making Huntsville a better place through their volunteerism for the arts community.
So. I agree.
And I think you'll find that a lot of the times for most of these people that are volunteers, once you start volunteering, you serve on several different boards or volunteer to do things for other organizations. So that's not uncommon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much like you know, being a media person, that you wind up writing and doing other things beside that are all related, and people always ask you, well, gosh, how are you doing so much stuff? Well, it all goes together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, you write about a subject that you just, you know, talked about on the air, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, perhaps you're, you know, over the years you write a little novel or something about all this. So it's all related, but you find that quite a bit, especially with the volunteers too. It's nothing different there.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this. Who won last year? Who won the Virginia Hamel Sims Award in 2018?
That award was given to Miss Kathy Chan. If anyone knows about art supporters in Huntsville, Alabama, Kathy Chan was the epitome.
Oh, we're all chuckling because, yes, she is. What a fine recognition of her efforts.
Absolutely for us. And she was so very gracious last year. I mean, she
always is.
Always.
Yes, what a lovely person. Well, what about the Lester Award for Emerging Arts in 2018?
That went to Courtney Penny Allen. And once again, very worthy, as are all of the nominees. But she was a little bit shocked. I think those young people are so surrounded by their peers that they wonder why me, but mm-hmm. it's a hard choice. But like I said, they're all very deserving.
I'll bet. Well, when will the award winner be announced and recognized for 2019?
That's coming up, isn't it?
April the 13th, we have an awards dinner in the VBC, one of the salons there. And okay. it starts at 4 p.m. We have to get them in and out because they are always given a ticket to the performance of Romeo and Juliet. So oh. we hope to have them ushered out by 6:30 and so they can go and enjoy the ballet. And
Wonderful.
See this how their efforts also help not only other organizations but the ballet as well. And I'm very excited to say that Dr. Elliot Knight, who is the new executive director of the Alabama State Council on the Arts, will be our speaker that evening.
Well, in just a minute, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that evening. But let's listen to one more bit of music. I'm crossing my fingers that this will be Vivaldi. We'll listen to this violin concerto in D, a movement from that. This time we did hear Vivaldi's Concerto in D Major, performed here by the Philadelphia Guitar Trio. And I have two Community Ballet board members here in the studio with me. We've been talking to Sherry and Robert about the nominees this year for the Virginia Hamill Sims Award, how you can nominate someone in the future, and the dinner where the award is announced. Now, you said this was on April 16th.
April 13th.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
That's okay.
And is this dinner open to the public? How does this work?
Well, it's usually by invitation only, but if mm-hmm. anyone would love to attend to support the arts, they are welcome to call the ballet office at 256-539-0961.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for certain, they can attend. Anyone is welcome to attend the performance of the ballet afterwards?
Oh, absolutely.
How do they?
Well, the same way. You can get tickets. You can call the ballet office to get information, but the tickets are available through Ticketmaster and through the VBC box office. That's normally how we sell the tickets, and that's the way you can get tickets for this. If you need any other information, of course, you can call the ballet office again, and Sherry just gave you the number. I don't remember it off the top of my head, even though I read the commercials for them all the time. I never can remember. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but we would love to have people come out to the performances. The dinner will be in between the two performances that are held on Saturday, the 13th this year. So
okay.
that's kind of a nice thing. And then most people that go will get a ticket to the performance. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come to the dinner and you don't want to have to, you don't have to buy just tickets. Come attend the dinner, see what that's all about, mm-hmm. and then come with us and we'll see the performance Saturday evening. It'll mm-hmm. be a wonderful performance. Rehearsals are fabulous, so we can't wait to see people. Oh. The actual performance dates are the 12th through the 14th of April down in the VBC, in the Mark C. Smith Concert Hall, I should mm-hmm. say.
Oh, that will be quite the event, I'm sure.
It is going to be.
Well, and for everyone out there, you can start thinking ahead to next year. Perhaps there's somebody in your arts organization that works so very hard, who just started working in the past few years or has been a fixture in the organization for years that you might want to nominate for next year. And so you said next year, 6 months prior to the award,
right,
the nominations will open. And we were talking about it before this interview that we'll kind of give a heads up to people for that. So they'll know it's coming. They can get on the computer, nominate
find
their,
out who they who yeah. their favorite people are, who they think that the hard workers are, and put them in. Certainly nominate them, because we would love to have some more nominations from any arts organization, and it's a very simple process. Mm-hmm. We are online too, so you can check on, I believe it's the Guild website, where we have information about Virginia Hamill Sims. But of course, if you need any other information, you can call the ballet office and we'll get someone in touch with you to give you more specifics about that. But yes, we'll be looking for nominees in about 6 months. So
Okay.
Well, very exciting.
I can't wait to see who wins the Virginia Hamilton Sims Award this year.
It's exciting.
Be happy to find out about that. Well, Sherry and Richard, thank you so much for being a vital part of our arts volunteer community and for stopping by WLRH today to tell us about these titans of the arts volunteer world.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for having us. It's our pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I want to say a special thank you to the station, because we have recorded commercials here and promotions for many different, I have for many different organizations, but we appreciate the fact that you guys support the arts so much. And without you guys, it would be very difficult for us to get along. So thank you for all your help, yourself and everyone here at the station. Always very gracious to all of us. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's a big part of our mission here. So we're just glad to have you in. We love when the community comes in to talk with us about their events and things that are going on.